USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA has granted Johnson & Johnson emergency use authorization for their COVID-19 vaccine. Unlike Pfizer and Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will only need one shot. The company promises more than 100 million doses will roll out in the next 4 months. This means with Moderna and Pfizer expecting 600 million doses by August, there could be a surplus of the vaccines in the U.S. this summer. President Biden spoke at the White House after passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill in the House in a near party-line vote.
With their vote, we're one step closer to vaccinating the nation. We're one step closer to putting $1,400 in the pockets of Americans. We're one step closer to extending unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who are shortly going to lose them.
The legislation now heads to the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Biden is urging the Senate to act quickly after the House passed the COVID relief package. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. Speaking from the White House Saturday, the president urged the Senate to take swift action on the measure, calling the bill vital to relieving suffering in the country.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again. And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering. The American Rescue Plan does just that. It relieves the suffering. And it's time to act.
The president has pushed lawmakers to pass the relief package before March 14th, when federal jobless benefits expire. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The relief bill includes $1,400 stimulus checks for American citizens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A search is underway in Nigeria for over 300 schoolgirls that were kidnapped on Friday. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
The girls taken in the middle of the night by armed men who overtake a state-run secondary school in northwest Nigeria. No word on who's behind the kidnapping, as no one has claimed responsibility, but a Nigerian human rights activist believes the motive is clear.
It's about ransom. It's probably this time around we'll be talking about $20 million to get them out. I mean, what could be more lucrative than that?
Omiyeli Sawori tells South African TV the government may be complicit, as officials sometimes get a cut of the ransom money. The Daily Beast reports school and security officials had been warned by locals of impending danger, but it's not clear if anything was done. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The government is implementing new measures to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus by travelers from Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo entering the country, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The announcement comes after Ebola outbreaks in the two African countries that have killed a combined 9 people, according to the WHO. Previous outbreaks in the countries, as well as Liberia and Sierra Leone, killed thousands of people. In a statement, the CDC said the Ebola outbreaks in the two countries are in remote areas, and the risk of spreading to the U.S. is extremely low. The Biden administration is committed to working closely with the affected countries to end these outbreaks before they grow into epidemics. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.